is Janine Betts, and I invite you to join me on a journey where I help 100 women earn an income online.
Today, I'm going to be interviewing Michelle Culberson on her journey in network marketing. So I'm just going to invite her shortly here to be on the broadcast with us. And then we're going to find out how she's been earning full-time income online in her business and built her team to almost 300 people.
Hey!
Hello, my friend. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for being on the show. I'm excited to learn more about your story. And I think everybody else is in the audience too. So this is going to be awesome. So for those of you who may not know, just a little bit quick backstory on Michelle before we get started. Michelle is a single mom. She is a full-time entrepreneur and she's been online since 2016.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And in network marketing. And Michelle was actually one of the 40 contestants who made it on the Play to Win reality TV show where over 1,000 people applied and she was shortlisted, which is really cool. I don't know if you've been watching the TV show, but you totally need to check it out. It's very exciting. Hi, Selena. Thanks for joining us. So Michelle, I'd love to understand, you know, how did you get started in network marketing?
It's actually kind of funny because it wasn't until probably within the last 6 to 8 months that I really started thinking about that. I used to say that I was fairly new. I'd only been in the industry about 4 years. But the reality is I just started understanding the industry about 4 years ago. I've been doing network marketing off and on for over 20 years, like since I was 19. I look back and I would always, you know, gravitate towards these businesses where I could make a little bit of money on the side. And I never did make any money with any of them before. Like I said, it was 4 years ago when I began to understand what it was that you could actually do with this industry.
No, fair enough. That's cool. I didn't know that. So 20 years, that is awesome. You're like a veteran.
I wouldn't say that. I still consider myself fairly new because, you know, like I said, 4 years, I still have a lot to learn.
I feel the same in my own journey too. I hear you. You know, being in network marketing for that length of time, why do you believe that it is, you know, the vehicle to passive income for you and your family?
Well, I think, there are so many vehicles out there for passive income. But for me personally, for my family, what it's allowed me to do is to be able to, I wish I would have understood it earlier when my kids were younger, but it's allowed me to be at home. And I'm not going to lie, it's not like I came home, sat at home, did a bit of work and then played all the time with my kids. I worked hard doing it. But for me, it was also something that I could get into being a single mom. It's not like there was extra cash rolling around. I couldn't open, you know, a store. I don't have the grammar skills, or at the time didn't have the grammar skills or the confidence to write a book. That is coming, but it's not there yet. So passive income through network marketing or multi-level marketing, it was available. I think that was the biggest thing. And as I learned it more about it, realized that it's something that anybody can do. The simpler we keep it, the more success we can have with it. And you don't have to have a certain education. You don't have to be a certain age. There's people in our team from, you know, young adults to older grandparents and all different life experiences. And every single one of them has the ability to have success.
I love that. That is fantastic. I'm excited to find out a little bit about how you grew your team to almost 300 people. Like, that's an impressive number. Can you share a little bit of, you know, what type of strategies you're using to do that?
Sure. So predominantly online. I am working mostly online. Of course, there are people that I will meet and run into and be like, hey, I found this thing, thought of you. You okay if I share it with you? And those are people that I know, and that works. But really, basically, it comes down to simplicity. Working with amazing people who are willing to be coachable. And first off, I have to back that up, being coachable myself, finding somebody who's done it and learning from them. That's huge. And it took me longer to get there than it should have. I'll be honest with you there. and then finding people who are willing to do the same, who are willing to strip it down to the very simplest formats and do the steps. Consistency, repetition, it happens. And then, you know, you keep talking to more people. At the end of the day, in this business and network marketing, the only way we can grow is if we talk to people. We bring new people into our team. And so we have to continue talking to people. So how did I do it? Just by talking to a lot of people and learning from people who had done it before and keeping it as simple as possible.
That's awesome. I like your key to simplicity, and you're right. People overcomplicate this business so much to a degree that they just get stuck. I know you're in Rank Makers, and Ray Higdon talks about how this business is 90, maybe even 98% mental. For you, would you mind sharing, you know, a couple of your ideas or strategies and how you help your team move forward so that they don't stay stuck?
I think one of the big things that's super important, it doesn't matter whether you're in network marketing or not, is to look at the language we use. When we say I'm stuck, we are reaffirming it for ourselves, and then we believe it even more so. So I really like to encourage people to look at the language they're using a lot. Rather than saying I'm stuck, saying I'm finding new ways to do things. And so the language piece is huge. And also creating a culture so when you talk specific to team environment, creating a culture where people don't feel like if they're not performing at a certain level, that means they're stuck. Because quite often people will label themselves as stuck when they think that they're not performing at a level that somebody expects them to, or when they're not performing at the same level as somebody else. But we all have our own level, and we all have our own journey. We all have our own pace. And so creating a culture where people feel valued and not like they're slowing the ship down, because nobody is. We are all going at our own pace. I think that's huge in helping people continue to move forward. But then also, if they do get to a place where they're like, I don't know what to do, they feel comfortable to ask.
I like that. I'm hearing a lot of, you know, don't compare yourself to others, and almost don't even compare yourself to your own expectations sometimes.
Oh man, I've said it, and I don't remember where I read it, but it's just really stuck with me. And it's the quickest way to ruin something special is to compare it to something else.
Oh, touche. So true. So in terms of your vision for your business and your future, what do you have in mind, if you're willing to share that?
For sure. So I made a switch in businesses last year. And one of the things that I love about what I moved to was that we had a really solid giving program, and it's built right into our business. It's not like an add-on or anything like that. And so I started looking at, And what it is we feed kids around the world, including here in Canada and North America and around. So I was looking at how many kids could I feed. And over the last year, the team's fed 12,000 children, like 12,000 meals. And so my goal is to get to the stage where we're feeding 1 million meals a year. And that, like that for me, it just, I get excited. I can hardly get my words out because I'm just thinking like, we can do this, right? Like that's huge. And to be able to, I mean, personally, to get to the space financially, like as a single mom, paying for my kids' sports has been hard. I want to walk into the high school and say, how much does it cost for the entire senior girls soccer team to play for the season, to go to all the tournaments so that each kid can play, and write a check and say everybody plays. That's the kind of vision I have. And so that means impacting a lot of lives. And that means I got to just keep talking to a lot of people.
That is such a noble cause. I love it. With the meals for kids, are those kids in North America? Are they around the world? Do you know where they're located?
Worldwide. So we are partnered to the food banks of the US through the United States. And abroad, we are partnered with an organization called Mary's Meals for more of the third world countries where we're providing meals. And it's usually tied into some form of either preschool care, like through Mary's Meals, or through different programs, they piggyback on it to maximize the impact that we can make.
That's awesome. I love it. That sounds like a really good company to have aligned with. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So if those of you are interested, you want to learn, you know, how Michelle has built her team, or if you want to join her team, you never know. I highly recommend you reach out to her on Facebook. You know, you can, or message in the comments below, me, the word me, and we'll make sure that Michelle reaches out to you and she can have a chat to see how she can help. But Michelle, thank you so much for joining today. It has been a pleasure to learn a little bit more about your story. And for those of you who haven't had the chance, make sure you catch Play to Win. It aired, I believe, last night. And then there's another episode next week, right?
Yep. For people that do want to check out the Play to Win show, and it's purely generic, like it's not business specific or anything like that. There, you can watch it at playtowin.tv. Is the website for it. So playtowin.tv. And it's been really, it was amazing to go through it. And then it's even more amazing to watch it and see the different perspective, because it's all through a different filter than our own, right? Janine, thank you so much for inviting me on to do this. It's always an honor. It's an honor to sit with other strong female entrepreneurs and just to hear, you know, bits and pieces and chat back and forth. So I look forward to interviewing you at another day. So. Not wait for that.
In the future, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you want to check out more information and connect with like-minded individuals who are working to automate their way to freedom, then join my Facebook group, Automate Your Way to Freedom.